This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Is it a great day marking the first day or the first week or a new week of the Biden comeback? Really? There is a great deal of speculation about that because of a difference in polling. There's an average in the 538. They take all of the major polls, and President Biden's approval rating is sharply up. His disapproval rating is sharply down. Now, let's get this straight. He's still a very unpopular president. He is still somebody who has far more people in the United States who disapprove of his performance in office than who approve of his performance in office. 41.5% now on average of all the polls approve of how he's doing. 53.8% disapprove of how he's doing. Now that's a landslide if that is any kind of an election. The one thing that they point out at Hot Air does an analysis of this, Ala Pundit, who is certainly not a Biden fan, but he says there's this new one from Gallup, which hasn't been incorporated into the average yet, that will drive Biden's numbers even further upward. He stands at 44% today. That is the highest number. A prize percentage of Americans who approve of Joe Biden's performance since his Afghanistan withdrawal fiasco a year ago. It asks a question. Here, care to guess which partisan group is fueling his surge? Is he getting more support from Democrats? No, he's always had very consistent support from Democrats. From Republicans? No. Republicans have also been almost universally disapproving of Biden. It's independents who are taking a brighter view of Biden these days a little. And his independent approval now is up to 40%. And it was, which is quite significant, dramatically significant. And compared to other presidents, right now, and this is worth looking at, Biden, in terms of his average approval, is a little bit ahead of where George W. Bush was in 2006. He's tied with how Obama was in 2010. And by the way, those are both worth pointing out. He's tied with Obama and tied with George W. Bush. That was also right before those guys got wiped out in midterm elections. In other words, George W. Bush did very poorly. He lost 30 House seats in 2006. Obama in 2010 lost 63 House seats. And for Biden to say, well, I'm tied with those guys, he also is ahead of where Trump was in 2018. But Trump went off on 2018. He lost 40 House seats. So how many House seats can Biden afford to lose? Not even 10. And the chances of him losing more than 10 are very, very high. The other analysis about why Biden is going up, and I think this is a point that is made according to in terms of reaction to a new Yahoo News YouGov poll showing majority of Republicans and GOP-leaning independents now prefer Trump over someone else for the 2024 nomination. Right before the Mar-a-Lago search, those numbers were 47% and 38%, respectively. In other words, the preference for Trump of 54% has actually gone up because of the Mar-a-Lago issue. I don't know if that'll continue to work that way. Yet at the same time, a full 56% of Americans say Trump should not be allowed to serve as president again in the future if he is found guilty of mishandling highly classified documents, which is precisely what the FBI is investigating him for. Only 26% say Trump should be permitted to assume the presidency again in that scenario. This is extraordinary in its levels of confusion that Joe Biden does nothing to answer to. Ahead of an event that he had in Maryland, he spoke at a high school gym in, quote, his return to the campaign trail, and he was openly campaigning for Democrats to prevail in the upcoming midterm elections that, believe it or not, are, what is it, we are talking about just about 2 months away. And Joe Biden said, what we're seeing now is the beginning of the death knell of an extreme MAGA philosophy. It's not just Trump, it's the entire philosophy. It's like semi-fascism. And then in the speaking to the crowd in Maryland, Joe Biden yesterday said this. This is clip one.
What's happened is there are not many real Republicans anymore. By the way, your sitting governor, he's a Republican you can deal with. We disagree. No, I'm serious. But at least he's within the mainstream of the Republican Party. I respect conservative Republicans. I don't respect these MAGA Republicans.
Okay, how would he define the difference between conservative Republicans like Governor Larry Hogan, who we just praised? I'm not sure Larry Hogan wants to be praised by Joe Biden, though he is apparently seriously considering a race for the presidency. And in that case, if with Biden as a potential opponent, I'm not sure that Biden's kind words would be helpful. He was asked by a reporter today, President Biden, what he meant by comparing MAGA Republicanism to semi-fascism. And he gave a short one-sentence answer. Listen, this is...
What do you mean by semi-fascism, sir?
In December, you were...
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean? That may not be the most masterful answer of all. But by the way, I do think that the entire habit of calling anyone a fascist or a Nazi, or for that matter a communist, the Democrats may have socialistic tendencies, but to say that Democrats are communists is not right. And frankly, when you look at the fact that what Nazis were, what fascists were, the Nazi Party was the National Socialist Party. And I think calling any species of Republican a semi-fascist is not useful. Jean-Pierre, the White House press spokesman, was asked about that calling MAGA semi-fascism, and she gave this answer quickly at clip 12.
That well, phrase, is it something the president's going to kind of embrace, or is there any sense that it was a little impromptu and it's going to turn into a kind of basket of deplorables thing that he regrets and tries to be quiet about?
Okay, we will get her answer on that, because the basket of deplorables thing, everyone recognizes that by insulting her opponent's supporters rather than just insulting President Trump, Hillary Clinton made a terrible mistake when she called people supporting Trump a basket of deplorables. So what's the difference here, calling MAGA supporters semi-fascists, which is also a mistake, President Biden? We will get to that and to more, and to an exciting new approach to homelessness, really, coming up on the MedVet Show. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved show, what about that comment that Joe Biden issued yesterday that what we're seeing now is the beginning of the death knell of an extreme MAGA philosophy. It's not just Trump, it's the entire philosophy. It's like semi-fascism. Now, he didn't quite say that all of the people who follow Trump and who support him and the 74 million Americans who voted for him in 2020, he's not saying they are all semi-fascists, whatever that means. I don't know who a good example of a semi-fascist would be. But it's awfully close to saying that. And again, the example of the basket of deplorables, and that comment that Hillary made, not to the press, she was talking to a fundraiser, to an upper-crust fundraiser she was conducting, I believe it was in New York City, when she talked about there are some people on the right who are supporting President Trump, but then there are all these other questionable people who are racist and xenophobes and homophobes and a basket of deplorables. But that is the phrase that stuck. And one of the terrible mistakes, and it's been a mistake of some of President Trump's here is the original remark from Hillary Clinton. She very stupidly did not realize that she was being taped. She didn't realize what she was saying on the record. But when you are president of the United States, or you're running for president of the United States, as she was back in 2016, then you've got to assume that everything you say is going to have resonance. Here's her comment.
Now, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right?
Okay, and what she's saying is they're, meaning they're racist, sexist, homophobic, backers of Trump's campaign. But then she tried to express empathy, this was back in September 10th, 2016, for the other basket. And here's what she said to try to lessen the sting of the basket of deplorables comment. Listen.
The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up. He has given voice to their websites that used to only have 11,000 people, now have 11 million. He tweets and retweets. They're offensive, hateful, mean-spirited rhetoric. Now, some of those folks, they are irredeemable, but thankfully they are not America. But the other basket, and I know because I look at this crowd, I see friends from all over America here. I see friends from Florida and Georgia and South Carolina.
And then she goes on to say that I see friends here, and there are people like that who support President Trump, who are people who feel that government has let them down. Okay. Still, she says they're irredeemable. She is basically dividing Americans into a basket of deplorables and a basket of people who are disappointed and feel government has let them down. And for Joe Biden to go in that direction, and then for Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, to try to explain this idea of his own basket of deplorables comment, claiming that all of MAGA, that anyone who wears a MAGA cap, that anyone who's a strong supporter of Trump is supporting semi-fascism. Here is her answer to that. Listen.
Look, I was very clear when laying out and defining what you know, MAGA Republicans have done, and you look at the definition of fascism, and you think about what they're doing in attacking our democracy, what they're doing in taking away our freedoms, taking away, wanting to take away our rights, our voting rights. I mean, that is what that is. It is very clear, and that's why he made that that powerful speech that you heard from him last night. And he has not shied away from saying that. You have heard him maybe not use that specific word, but you have heard him certainly use that definition.
Okay, this idea that Republicans want to take away voting rights is simply outrageous. And it is just wrong. And it is the kind of misinformation and propaganda. There's no major Republican who's talking about taking away voting rights. There are arguments about the extent to which early voting should be authorized. And part of the reason for that, and it's something I was just talking about off air, and I do think it's a disaster when you have not just election day, but you have election month, because there are people who are casting votes before the news has broken at the very end of an election cycle. There are people who are casting votes with completely different perspectives because of the news cycle. And it's extremely destructive, because what it makes is a more difficult time than ever for people to get together on anything. And for instance, there's a now there is an emerging new issue which I think has been brought to the fore in a brief editorial in the Wall Street Journal. And the issue brings back something from memory. You may remember that President Obama got in trouble because he had a lawsuit against the Little Sisters of the Poor, because he was pursuing that charitable organization in court to try to force them to take out insurance policies that would have provided their employees with abortion insurance. And they are Catholic order, and they don't believe in that. The latest evidence coming up that the Democrats are making the same mistake again is a case involving the Franciscan Alliance that was heard a few weeks ago by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. This is a group that runs hospitals, a Catholic hospital system. The Alliance is a Catholic hospital system, mostly in Indiana, founded by the Sisters of St. Francis of Perpetual Adoration. As the Alliance argues in its brief, in 2016, the government interpreted Obamacare's non-discrimination provisions to require doctors and hospitals nationwide to perform and ensure gender transition procedures and abortions, or else be liable for sex discrimination. We'll get to that and to more. Is it fascist to oppose that, or just sensible? We will be right back talking about a sensible solution, maybe, to homelessness coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department released a redacted version of the affidavit that led a judge to approve a warrant to search former President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago. The Justice Department saying former President Trump has secret documents stored at his Florida home that are unsecured. As far as his take on the affidavit, Brett Tolman is a former U.S. attorney. He tells Fox News.
The affidavit reads more like it's attempting to convince the reader that legally the DOJ is on good footing and that there are reasons for them to want more of the documentation. But it does not read like a typical criminal affidavit.
Moderna is suing rivals Pfizer and BioNTech, claiming technology patent infringement of its COVID-19 vaccine. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved Show. In every city across the country, there has been new pressure, new public demand to clear away what are called homeless encampments, which is kind of a sanitized phrase for what is really a dangerous blight involving piles of trash and debris and antisocial behavior and new dangers and high criminality and basically suicidal filth. And yes, it's a good thing to clear away homeless encampments, and we've talked about it on the show a lot. But people raise the question, and it's a necessary question, okay, so where do the homeless people go if they're cleared away from occupying your city park? There's a new answer to that question. My guests, based upon the example of the city of Austin, Texas, are trying to work on a very new solution down in Pierce County in the Tacoma area. Steve Oban is a friend of mine who was one of the most effective and, I think, dedicated state senators we've had in the Washington State Legislature. He is now a senior counsel for the Pierce County Executive. Duke Paulson is executive director of the Tacoma Rescue Mission, and they're working on something called the Community First Model. Gentlemen, congratulations on your work, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Let me ask you first, what you're talking about here
is have been tried in Austin since 2015, and all the material that I've been reading indicates that it's wildly successful, that most of the people who go into this community first village, as it's called in Austin, actually see a change in their lives. How many people have been positively affected by this in Texas so far?
So they have about 380 residents, only being around for just 7 years, Michael, but they have funding now and extraordinary support where they're going to build another 2,000 total units. So those stunning results have resulted in funding and support that could very well solve their chronic homeless problem in the Austin area.
Okay, and what you're planning to build in Tacoma is basically, it's a community first village. Describe what you're putting together.
Sure. There's a real question. This may work in a place like Texas with unlimited land and different land use laws and so forth. The question is, can it be done elsewhere? Can it be done in a place like Pierce County, Washington? And we've answered yes. We want to build, like Austin, a master plan community of permanent housing that's designed to provide hope and dignity to the chronically homeless, that will also create restorative relationships that then gives them a chance on-site to get addiction and mental health services and earn a dignified wage. They'll also pay rent, and they'll be expected to obey the laws. We're going to build up to 300 microhomes here. We'll also have on-site mental health and micro-enterprises so they can earn a living. And we expect to have very similar results as Austin. They've got about 88% that go there, stay there, as opposed to the kind of housing that dominates our major cities where people only last, after 5 years, about 36%. The rest return to the streets or die. We want to reverse that. We want to do something far more successful, and we think we can in Pierce County.
Well, I understand from reading about the Austin experience that some of the people who are volunteers and professionals who are there to help with problems like addiction and even criminality, there are people who actually live on premises. They live in their own micro homes in the same community. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And you've got Duke Paulson on here who runs the Tacoma Rescue Mission. It's actually been providing very similar services with great success here in Pierce County, and that's why we want to partner with the mission to help us get similar results.
Okay, one of the problems that I think people have when they hear about in advance what is a very benign program like this, very generous program, two questions. Number one, who's paying for it? And because it sounds expensive. And number two, if people are getting rewarded in a sense by the provision of these micro homes with the counseling and all the other facilities they're going to be getting with this, doesn't that encourage more homelessness to get the same kind of reward?
Well, let me answer, and I want to give Duke a chance to talk. We're going to require, as does Austin, folks to pay rent. So this isn't a freebie, and it doesn't work when it's a freebie, Michael. You have to have skin in the game. You have to expect higher standards from everyone, and certainly from people who lived homeless and lived in an antisocial settings. You're trying to basically reengage them in a community, a healthy community, and that requires them to pay rent, obey the laws. And so that's a different model than what you're, implying. The other thing I'd say about funding is, this is the kind of program that attracts a lot of private sector funding. So we're not talking about this being predominantly funded by, taxpayers. This is funded by foundations, by individuals. Austin just got a $36 million unsolicited grant from Dell Computer Foundation. We expect that kind of enthusiastic support from the private sector.
Let me ask Duke. I know you've been working with the homeless community or people for a long, long time. Are there going to be rules about the use of drugs on this facility or as part of this facility?
Yeah, so I would say that there will still be all the normal civic rules that we'll be expecting people to obey. So being a good neighbor, not using drugs, but it is a rental, so people, they are renting in their own home. We're not patrolling or videotaping their home or something, but we'll still have laws and contracts and the supportive services, and this is what the Rescue Mission does well, that Steve alluded to, with addiction recovery support, with mental health counseling, with drug and alcohol counseling and support, because we're not expecting people to come in and say you have to be show us a history where you're clean and sober, but that we're going to be working with you and working on those addiction recovery issues.
Do you have some sense of what the rentals would cost? You're saying people would be paying rent?
I would say the baseline we're looking at is around $500, $600 a month.
So
utilities.
Which is a tremendously great deal, and obviously speaks to the idea that this is going to be getting generous support from the community at large. There are also governmental funds that are going into this project?
Correct. This would be a partnership with governmental funds as well as the private dollars that would be coming into it.
Okay, and what about the idea of stopping what people would consider to be a pipeline? In other words, you clear people out of one park and you find them new homes in Community First Village, and then the park gets filled up with with new candidates. That's part of the reason I happen to believe that it's important to have police services to prevent people from establishing these homeless encampments in the first place. I appreciate your good work. And a pleasure having Duke Paulson of the Tacoma Rescue Mission and Steve Oban, former Republican state senator who is a senior counsel for Pierce County Executive. We'll be right back. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Michael Medved Show, blessings on Duke Paulson and Steve Oban, who really are trying to help pioneer a new and generous and loving approach to dealing with some of the people who are without conventional housing. But then again, there are always news items and the experience of just walking around the city of Seattle or the city of Tacoma for that matter, the city of Chicago or of LA or San Francisco, anywhere. Homelessness is a national problem. There was this item on Como TV News, and it occurred Tuesday, and here is the way the story was covered. As city work crews began the process of clearing yet another homeless encampment. Listen.
And services. At least a dozen RVs, even more cars and piles of debris and other belongings. They're what remain after hours of cleanup at this homeless encampment along Center Street under Highway 16 that people have been complaining about for days.
People who are following the law would never be allowed to have a camper like this or this kind of garbage in their yard without being fined.
A business in the area did not want to talk on camera for safety reasons. They claim they've been threatened by campers before and have seen fires, nearby car break-ins, and are worried about remaining campers. City records show there's shelter space available, but some won't go. That includes one man who yesterday told us he's lived at this site for 2 weeks.
I'm going to stand right here until they either A, put me in prison, because that's what it's going to take.
And that's why we're continuing to work on diversifying our shelter model and providers.
The city has a couple projects in the pipeline that combined will house about 80 people. The one micro shelter in Hilltop is behind schedule because of permitting and some building finishes.
As more camps are cleared, how can you make sure enough shelter is offered when some of these projects are put on hold?
Yeah, so we are always considering, you know, what we are looking at in terms of shelter capacity when we are doing removals. And so they've been housing through different ways of, through like hotels and providing services.
Okay, and considering the idea of providing services and hotels, there is this CNN report on a choice facing Los Angeles voters. in 2024 on a radical suggestion that is being popularly boosted in L.A. Listen, 5A.
In Los Angeles County, more than 60,000 people are homeless on the average night. And more than 20,000 hotel rooms lie empty on the average night. See where this might be going?
It's insane. It isn't going to solve the problem.
We think this is one part of the solution. By no means do we think this solves the homelessness crisis. But do hotels have a role to play? Of course they do.
So the union he leads, which reps hotel workers, gathered enough signatures and Angelenos will vote on a bill that would force every hotel in town to report vacancies at 2 p.m. every day, then welcome homeless people into those vacant rooms.
Does that make you want to get a hotel room in L.A.? I mean, really? There's some reaction to the proposal. Listen.
Honestly, would you check into a hotel knowing that the chance of your neighbor to the left or right is a homeless individual?
Manoj Patel voluntarily rents some rooms to homeless people who are vetted and paid for by a local church, but he's against this bill that would make that mandatory.
We barely are surviving, number one. Number two, we have to think of the safety of our staff. And number three, we're not professionally or any other ways equipped with any of the supporting mechanism that the homeless guest would require.
What services would be provided remains unclear. Also unclear, the funding, and hotels would be paid fair market rate.
It's up to the city. I mean, they did it during Project Room Key.
The pandemic-era program now winding down that inspired this bill by placing more than 10,000 people in hotels that volunteered.
10,000 people in hotels that volunteered. Now, if you're living out on the street, is it a long shot to think you would volunteer to go ahead and move into a hotel? It isn't. This is one of those issues. While we're all talking about classified papers at Mar-a-Lago and search warrants that are controversial, this is a nagging, gnawing problem that hits people right where they live. And then there's also this problem of the Biden administration picking new fights with religious institutions that provide medical care, and saying that if religious institutions don't provide radical gender affirmation surgery, as they call it, for instance, removing a perfectly healthy uterus because a young woman wants to live as a man, if you don't provide that service, you're not going to be able to qualify for Medicare funds or for any governmental support for your Catholic hospital or religious-based hospital. Specifically, feds now read the law to require that services be offered on an equal basis. Quote, if a gynecologist performs a hysterectomy for a woman with uterine cancer, the brief says, she must do the same for a woman who wants to remove a healthy uterus to live as a man. The Alliance, and this is the Franciscan Alliance, could not comply as a matter of conscience and medical judgment. Neither could members of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. They sued, citing the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, RFRA, and with the help from the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, which also represented the Little Sisters of the Poor, against the Obama administration. A district court ruled in favor of the Franciscan Alliance. After an initial trip to the Fifth Circuit, they also won a permanent injunction. Yet instead of taking the loss, the Biden administration is now appealing. The government argues that the alliance faces a merely hypothetical threat of enforcement, and it argues that RFRA claims must be evaluated case by case. But if religious doctors can't raise a RFRA shield preemptively, they'll practice under a constant government threat. And these are doctors who are trying to help people who are sick and who need it.
A better question is why the Biden administration decided to appeal. The government argues that if it hasn't tried to enforce the rules against any religious entity, yet this month, during oral argument at the Fifth Circuit, a judge asked if the feds could promise that plaintiffs would not face prosecution or an enforcement action for refusing to offer gender reassignment surgeries or abortion. The response from the government's lawyer, the answer is no. Since any enforcement decision could depend on a concrete factual context, to repeat that, the Biden administration reserves a right to punish religious doctors and hospitals for sex discrimination if they refuse to do abortions or transgender surgeries. Private plaintiffs also might sue. The Alliance cites a case brought in federal court after, quote, a Catholic employer's insurance plan declined to pay for a mastectomy and chest reconstruction surgery on a 13-year-old girl who wanted to become a boy. I mean, isn't this about as basic as liberty gets? Is forcing medical practitioners to perform procedures that not only go against their conscience, but go against their medical judgment. It is controversial as to whether it is well advised. There are very powerful arguments against performing a permanently disfiguring surgery or removing sexual organs or rearranging people's plumbing when they are teenagers or children. I mean, isn't that kind of basic? And if we have this Biden administration, which is supposed to be bringing America together on shared beliefs, at least a shared belief to allow people to make their own choices about how they practice medicine. And yes, this is a deeply significant and potentially very explosive issue. But there are more. And one of the explosive issues that we have covered this week is not going away. And in fact, it could have a profound impact on making problems with financing education and higher education even worse. Yeah, we're talking about basically forgetting debt that's been legally incurred in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.